What's up, Pats fans? We have a big show for you today. Get ready. Totally Patriots starts right now.
The Patriots ran over Denver, and now they're ready to stick it to Seattle. But first, Totally Patriots goes deep with Nate Ebner. This rookie has a story like no other. We know he can play football, but he didn't even start playing until college. He's opening up to us about his other skills.
I'd say that's a hidden talent.
Shane Vereen made it look easy last week against Denver, but his mom has no problem getting into his head.
My mama would kill me. I wouldn't want to go there.
Plus, we know you love getting on the big screens during Pats games. We introduce you to the man who makes big board magic. Get pumped. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. My name is Romeo. All season long, we've had some great players sit down with us in the hall for Pat's Chat. Nate Ebner, he might be one of the most interesting ones so far. Football has been a part of his entire life. The version he played actually originated in England back in the 19th century. Ever heard of a little game called rugby? Time to find out how that actually paved the way for him playing football here in New England. Sean is with him right now in Pat's Chat.
Hey, Romeo, I'm here in the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon, and joining me today are a group of students from Keefe Tech. They are here to help me welcome in defensive back Nate Ebner. I think these guys are excited to see you, Nate.
I know, I'm excited. You guys got me nervous up here. What's up?
All right, so I have a question first. You actually played rugby all through high school, and then you walked on to your college football team at Ohio State. What made you do that, and how are rugby and football similar?
Well, I was playing rugby. I did Junior World Cup stuff throughout high school. My junior and senior year, I went to different countries and played in, like, Junior World Cups and under 18 and under 19 tournaments, and I was a big part of USA Rugby at the time, and I wanted to go to Ohio State because I grew up in Columbus, you know, the Buckeyes and stuff, so I wanted to go to Ohio State, and I started going to Ohio State and was playing rugby, but the high-level USA stuff wasn't really a possibility as much with, you know, the college education, so I decided to walk on and play football, and, you know, the rest is history, you know.
What career you had in mind before you started football?
It's a good question. I'd say I always saw myself playing rugby because I had played so long since I was, you know, I didn't play football in high school. So I had been playing rugby since I was 13 years old, and I saw myself always playing rugby. And there's not a lot of money in that, so I had to have a career. And I went to school originally to be an engineer. And I was in engineering, and then when I decided to play football, the football and engineering was too much of a struggle to get all that done. So I changed my degree to nutrition and exercise science because I'm into the whole working out and, you know, eating right and stuff like that. So,
hi, my name is Joyce, and I was just wondering, what are your hidden talents?
What are my hidden talents? Well, I would say playing rugby is, but I don't think that's hidden anymore. So I can kind of play the piano a little bit. I'd say that's a hidden talent.
My name is Alex, and what would be your best advice to high school football players?
My best advice to a high school football player would probably be just really to work as hard as you can and don't really get discouraged by what anyone tells you. You know, you can't listen to any you know, any criticism that's bad and to a point, take it personal to where you can let it get you down. I would just say don't let anything get you down and work as hard as you can every day, really.
From our players on the field to our behind-the-scenes players, let's take you beyond the bench now. When you come to a game here at Gillette, there's a few things everybody wants. You want the Pats to win, you want to get some good eats, and you want to be spotted up on the big screens. Let's meet the man you need to know right now. He runs our in-house show.
And now, the director of event presentation, Paul Prose.
Yeah, I'm the show producer for any live sporting event here at the stadium. I would be in charge of all the content that goes out over the video boards.
So we got a video on Silver.
There's a lot of work that goes into putting together one 3.5 hour game on Sunday, from editing video to scheduling people.
I'm looking for a unit to fly over.
To writing the script for the game. Everything comes down to the second here.
3, 2, 1, do it up.
Sometimes we'll have a flyover, or our anthem singer's gonna sing for a couple minutes, and all of this is down to the second because we have to synchronize with the television broadcast. The atmosphere on game days, especially on our headsets, is really intense. You've got cameras reporting to the director. You've got our video shader making sure everything's in the right color. You've got our audio guy trying to make sure that the sound is correct out there. And I'm kind of at the top of it, trying to piece together what's coming up next, what's the most important.
While this is playing, I need you to find me our captain on the sideline.
Replay is one of the most important parts of my job. Let's say there's a close play, and did he get into the end zone? Didn't he get into the end zone? I can see in my monitor, yes, he's definitely in. We'll get to that replay quick. Then you look over at the coach. He goes down into his sock, throws the red flag. They review the play. It's a touchdown. My favorite part of the show is our player introductions.
87, go.
So they come out and there's pyro blasting as they run across. Crazy Train by Ozzy plays. All the buildup is to that one moment. And Gillette Stadium makes it great. The fans make it great.
That's the way we do it, guys. Good job, everyone.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Nate Ebner gives us some healthy tips, but his list of cheat foods might be more extensive.
Dark chocolate, chocolate chip cookies, chocolate brownies, chocolate chip pancakes.
And later, we know Patrick Chung isn't afraid to make monster hits, but does size really matter in football? Professor Fritz is breaking it all down. Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Earlier in the show, we learned that Nate Ebner, he made the transition from playing rugby to playing American football here with the Pats. Either way, whatever sport you're playing, you got to be strong, you got to be healthy, you got to be on top of your game. Right now, Sean is with him back behind me in the hall. Let's find out how Nate stays totally fit.
What is your favorite exercise to do?
That's a good question because, you know, we work out all the time. So my favorite thing is probably benching or squatting, just something where you're using a lot of weight so you feel strong for a second. You know, that's always a good boost for your morale.
What workouts do you absolutely hate to do?
I hate to do, like, corrective exercise workouts where they're, like, very, like, weird movements that are, like, you feel awkward doing them. You know you look awkward doing them. You're not using any weight, and you're just, like, trying to balance, and it's just extremely weird and uncomfortable.
Like what? Give us an example.
But we do one where we put our foot up in a loop. We're, like, down on our, like, hands and knees, and we got to, like, twist our legs and stuff.
What's your favorite healthy food to eat?
My favorite healthy food? I'd probably say fruit. Yeah, I try to eat fruit at every meal. Tastes good, man. It's like candy to me without all the sugar, the bad sugar.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Chocolate, without a doubt. That's an easy one. I love
dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate,
milk chocolate, any chocolate.
Dark chocolate, chocolate, chocolate chip cookies, chocolate brownies, chocolate chip pancakes.
Hey, I feel you on that chocolate thing, Nate. Love it myself. Never met a piece of chocolate I didn't love. Major sweet tooth. Let's talk about sweet. It's time for Professor Fritz. He's got to be the sweetest guy I know. See what he's teaching us today. It's time for some science.
Hey, I'm Professor Fritz, and today we're talking hits. Not those kind of hits, you know. Often in the NFL, you see hits that make you cringe. Some of those bone-crunching hits come from the smaller players taking on the bigger receivers. Ooh. Bam! We automatically think that the bigger the player, the harder the hit. But is that true? Today, we're going to look at what really counts when it comes to making the big hit. Patrick Chung might not be the biggest player in the NFL, weighing in at 212 pounds or 96 kilograms and standing 5 feet 10 inches tall. But don't let the size fool you. Chung is notorious for his huge hits. In this play, Chung knocks Jake Ballard flat in the stomach. Ballard, who is 6 feet 6 inches and weighs 275 pounds, is 7 inches taller than Chung and nearly 65 pounds heavier. From the looks of the play, however, it seems like Chung is 5 times the size of Ballard. Now that we got the stats down, let's look at the science of it all. During any collision in physics, there is the law of conservation of momentum, which states, for a collision between two objects, the total momentum of the two objects before the collision is equal to the total momentum of the two objects after the collision. Thus, the momentum lost by object one is equal to the momentum gained by object two. Momentum is calculated by taking the product of an object's mass and its velocity. So if we take Chung, who weighs 212 pounds or 96 kilograms, and multiply it by an estimated velocity of 5 meters per second, he hits Ballard with a momentum of 480 kilograms meters per second. As you can see, Ballard is hardly moving and reaching for the ball, so all of Chung's momentum and force is transferred to Ballard, who takes all that energy from the hit, which translates into his fall. So while Chung may be smaller, he brings plenty of momentum to the collision. You'll also notice that Ballard does not see him and is reaching back, which leaves him vulnerable to the full collision as his body is not centered over its mass, which is a recipe for a big ouch. Another ingredient when cooking up a monster hit is where the hit actually takes place on the player's body. As with any object, the human body has a center of mass somewhere near your belly button. This center of mass also serves as a rotation point during hits. Think about spinning a pinwheel or merry-go-round on the playground when you were a kid. If you spin it in the center, it does not go as fast as if you spin it on the outer edge. The further you get from the center of the rotation, the easier it is to spin. Same concept goes with football. Hitting a guy low by his legs or hitting him high makes it easier for the defender to tackle. We can see this in a second hit by Chung where he launches himself at Akeem Nicks, nailing him by his shoulders. Chung hits him above his center of mass, causing Nicks to crash to the ground. Ouch! As you can see, the math isn't as simple as you may think when it comes to making big hits in the NFL. It's not the size of a tackle that matters, but rather the amount of momentum they have coming into the tackle and where the momentum is placed. So a little guy can make a big hit. I'm Professor Fritz, and enough with the hitting already.
Next on Totally Patriots, we know football players are nutritious, but Shane Vereen has another idea about a healthy snack.
Why not shoot the Flintstones?
And Romeo is on a mission. He's trying to find New England's 12th man. Don't move. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows, it all begins within. Win from within. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Last weekend, Shane Vereen bulldozed his way into the end zone, scoring his second touchdown of his professional career. It's no secret, you have to be tough to be in the NFL. And he's not afraid of anything, except maybe his mommy.
My favorite superhero would probably have to be the Hulk. Because he's basically indestructible. You know, one time when I was a little kid, I definitely thought I saw a UFO, but I think it was just a low flying plane. It was kind of big. It looked like a fighter jet, but a UFO type fighter jet. I guess if I did have a guilty pleasure, it would be watching chick flicks. Notebook, that's actually a good movie. I am a frequent shower singer. Yes, I am. I like to switch it up, you know, sometimes a little country, a little hip-hop, a little R&B, let the vocals go. The weirdest thing I think most people think that I have in my locker are my Flintstones gummies, the vitamins. You gotta get the vitamins in you, and why not? Why not shoot the Flintstones? I do not have any tattoos. I think if I ever got a tattoo, even though I am 23, my mama would kill me and not talk to me for a while, and I wouldn't want to go there.
Flintstone gummies and a mama's boy. Sounds like Vereen is still a kid at heart. Let's check in now with another guy who certainly acts like a kid. Obviously, I'm talking about Romeo. He's putting the fans to the test. Let's see what they know about Seattle.
Settlers came to the Seattle area in 1851. The city was named after Chief Noah Seattle, who was the chief of a local Native American tribe. He befriended the settlers there. Where is Seattle?
Washington.
Washington. The Great Seattle Fire was the worst fire in the history of the city. It actually started in a factory. It got heated up too much. It overflowed, ruined the whole street. Famous fire. What year did it happen?
19.
You're wrong so far.
1962.
1889.
You're
close. The Seahawks are the only team to switch conferences twice since being established back in 76. What conference are they in right now?
NFC.
That's right. See, you know what's going on. It's the stickers.
What?
What does the term 12th man mean?
12th man?
It's the crowd noise. Yeah.
Their fans are like the loudest.
Seahawks fans are
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why are the Seahawks?
Seattle fans have actually caused 107 false start penalties because they're so loud. They've hit 137 decibels.
You know, and we need a little bit of that hit.
We need to make a stance in New England.
Oh, yeah, honey, we're better.
New England's 12th man. Here we go. We are out here every week looking for you. Totally Facts. Nice job.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back, and it is that time of the show where we put the kids in the hotspot. I know just the guy to do it. Nate Ebner. Let's do it. It's time for the Gridiron Gauntlet.
All right, yeah, like I said, so if you get these right, you get this signed hat.
Gotcha.
So don't be nervous on me. You ready? All right, here's the first one. Who is the current kicker for the Patriots?
I don't know.
What year did the Patriots last win a Super Bowl?
07?
I don't
know. 06?
Keep going down.
05?
One more, I think you're close though.
04?
There you go, good job. One more. Good stuff. Name the three other teams in the AFC East besides the Patriots.
Okay, we have the New York Giants. Is that one?
No, you're close. They're not the Giants, but they're the... They fly.
Jets?
Yeah, there you go. Jets, that's one.
Buffalo Bills.
All right, one more. It's your favorite water animal.
Dolphins.
There you go. The Dolphins.
Florida.
Good job. Got all three there. All right, how many games does each NFL team play during a regular season?
16
games. Regular season games. Well done. For the win and the signed hat. What stadium did the Patriots use to share with another Boston sports team?
Fenway Park.
Fenway Park. Well done. Let's give a round of applause, guys.
All right, that was interesting. I mean, it's a good thing Nate's a nice guy. He kind of threw a bone or two. I can make that look so easy.
Oh, come on. You're all talk.
Cake.
All right. It's time for our Twitter question of the week. It comes from Miranda. She asks, what's the weirdest thing Zoltan Mesko has ever punted?
Hi, Miranda. To answer your question on what is the weirdest thing I've ever punted ever would be a watermelon. I once happened to accomplish... to break the watermelon in half and splash it everywhere, all over my friends. So it was a little risk by breaking my foot, but it went through. So all was good.
A watermelon? I don't know if I believe that. I mean, that had to hurt.
I could kick a watermelon. Do we have a watermelon?
No.
I talk a big game because we don't have a watermelon
right,
here.
But exactly. Yeah,
it probably would hurt.
All right. If you guys want to get totally tweeted, be sure to tweet us your questions at Totally Patriots. New questions will be answered every week.
What a game last weekend, Shauna. I mean, the boys are on fire. The running game is looking good. The past two games, rushing 200 yards. I mean, that hasn't been done since 1978. Like bell bottoms and disco balls. Before our time, of course.
All of good information.
Yeah, way before our time.
I have some too, actually. Three of the four touchdowns were actually rushing. Tom Brady even ran one in. That was impressive.
It was an impressive game.
Here
we go.
Stride.
Week six, we got this again. That's going to do it for us here from Patriot Place. We leave you with some highlights from our big win over Peyton Manning and the Broncos. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Back to throw. Here's Lewis. Going to be sacked. Comes back left. Touchdown. Brady to Wes Welker. The five going to go down and in. Touchdown. Stephen Ridley.